From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Over the weekend, President-elect Donald Trump announced he plans to dissolve his charitable foundation. In a statement, Mr. Trump said he wanted to avoid, quote, even the appearance of any conflict with his role as president. Those appearances of conflict have been prominent in his transition. Mr. Trump has complicated business and charitable dealings all over the world. Kyle Chaney is a reporter covering the president-elect for Politico, and he's been following this story over the weekend. Kyle, what prompted this announcement from Mr. Trump?
You know, I think this was about at least ending the appearance of the conflicts of interest that have dogged him since he won the election. So the foundation has been, largely by the Washington Post, been sort of portrayed as non-charitable, kind of used for his own pet purposes, and it's unclear how much charity is actually done and whether it's even involved his own money. So it's been a big point, a sore point for him.
And so he announced over the weekend he was going to dissolve his charitable foundation, but there's a complication from the New York Attorney General's office. Can you explain sort of what that issue is?
Yes, well, he and the Attorney General of New York have not been friends for a long time, but the Attorney General picked up on some of this reporting that's been done by the Washington Post about whether Trump's foundation was even being used for charitable purposes and said, you can't shutter your foundation while I'm still investigating you. So that may complicate his plan to close this thing quickly and quietly.
And what does this say to us about the president-elect's response to these broader calls to wind down his business interests and any of these other potential conflicts of interest?
Well, it shows he at least knows he needs to do something in a nod toward that. It's the unprecedented situation to have someone with as many business ties and relationships become the president. And I think this is the first time he's really grappled with that in a serious way.
Kyle Chaney covers Trump for Politico, and he's been following this story. Thanks so much, Kyle.
Glad to be here. Thanks, Kimberly.
And we've created a guide to President-elect Trump's cabinet picks and their links to the business world. It's at trumpcabinet.org.